USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in the South in both Texas and Louisiana, where the death rate is the second highest in the country. There's a disproportionate number of African Americans who tend to have underlying conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams.
I represent that legacy of growing up poor and black in America, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part to slow the spread.
President Trump says he's worried about small businesses during the crisis.
I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the paycheck protection.
Many businesses say they're still not able to get their hands on the cash they need to keep their workers on board company payrolls. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
New data shows an alarming number of African Americans are succumbing to COVID-19. NIH Director Anthony Fauci.
When you look at the predisposing conditions that lead to a bad outcome with coronavirus, the things that get people into ICUs that require intubation and often lead to death, they are just those very comorbidities that are unfortunately disproportionately prevalent in the African American population.
That includes diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley has resigned just a few days after he fired the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. President Trump says he empathizes with him.
The whole thing was a very unfortunate. The captain should not have written a letter. He didn't have to be Ernest Hemingway. He made a mistake, but he had a bad day. And I hate seeing bad things happen. Man made a mistake. But, you know, he shouldn't be writing letters.
Modley had apologized for calling Captain Brett Crozier naive and stupid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The Secretary of Labor is defending the White House response to the pandemic when it comes to the U.S. economy. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary Eugene Scalia says the White House moved quickly and aggressively to deal with the severe economic fallout from the outbreak, saying signs of optimism are already afoot, and adding, we may be close to turning a corner on the economy. He stressed that full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion first stimulus bill is ongoing. With a lot of relief on the way, he says it's premature to consider another massive stimulus package, as Democrats have been calling for. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Congressional leaders and the White House are trying to help small businesses during the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump says he sees a light at the end of the tunnel in the growing coronavirus outbreak. Opening a White House teleconference with some business leaders, the president predicts the national economy will take off like a rocket once the crisis is passed. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin talks about immediate efforts to pump more money into a small business stimulus fund.
First of all, I want to thank the broad number of banks. We have over 3,000 banks that have been participating since last Friday. That's a combination of community banks, regional banks, and large banks. I just want to thank the SBA and the Treasury. This is a brand new program that got up and running in less than a week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.